This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances on Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. The interviewer is Sonu Sood, anchor.
A nationwide campaign of the central government, Good Governance Week 2024, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, was inaugurated on 19th December and will be concluding tomorrow. Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, is the nodal body that is coordinating this massive initiative. To throw light on various aspects of Good Governance Week, we have with us Secretary DARPG, Sri V. Srinivas. Warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So at the very beginning, we'd like to know from you about the significance of Good Governance Week 2024. What is the thought behind the theme, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or? What is the overall objective of this initiative?
The Sushasan Saptah is a week-long celebration of good governance practices in India from December 19 to 25 to commemorate and honor the memory of India's former Prime Minister, Bharat Ratna, late Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, and Good Governance Day is celebrated on his birth anniversary. The fourth Sushasan Saptah is being observed from December 19 to 25, 2024. This year also, the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign is a part of the Good Governance Week. The government seeks to fulfill the vision outlined by the Honorable Prime Minister that in this decade of Amrit Kaal, we will give priority to next generation reforms. We will ensure that all facilities like service delivery should reach citizens up to the last mile. It should reach the last person seamlessly, without hesitation or any kind of difficulty. For the overall development of the country, unnecessary interference by the government and government processes in the lives of people has to be ended by taking good governance to the doorsteps of the people across the nation.
The Honorable Prime Minister in his message on good governance said that Prashasan Gaon Ki Or is not merely a slogan, but a transformational effort aimed at bringing effective governance closer to rural people. He said this is a true essence of grassroots democracy, where development reaches the people. In a massive country like India, what were the challenges in the way of implementing this mammoth initiative, and how did DARPG manage this successfully?
The nationwide campaign is being implemented from 19 to 25, 2024 across 700 plus districts, and multiple camps are being held at tehsil, panchayat, as also subdivisional levels. Government has tried to implement the vision of the Honorable Prime Minister and made the ecosystem transparent and faster by simplifying procedures and processes at every level. Through various citizen-centric initiatives, including redressal of public grievances, disposal of service delivery applications, government has expanded the outreach of service delivery mechanisms and made them more effective. The emphasis is on projecting the immense potential of technology to citizens, to bring government and citizens closer and to empower citizens.
What was the role of technology in organizing, monitoring and successfully executing the Good Governance Week?
During the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign, district collectors organized special camps and events at tehsil headquarters and panchayat samitis to resolve public grievances and also service delivery applications. The campaign is monitored centrally on a real-time basis through a dashboard created for this purpose on the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or portal. The Good Governance Week events included a series of workshops on good governance to formulate visions for district at 100 and present district level innovations.
As you mentioned earlier, thousands of workshops and camps were organized throughout the country during the Good Governance Week. What were the essential features of these camps? What benefits did they offer and to whom?
The Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign was conducted in over 700 districts across India and produced a significant people's campaign for good governance across the nation. In Uttar Pradesh, the campaign was conducted in all 75 districts, in Madhya Pradesh in all 55 districts, in Rajasthan in 50 districts, in Bihar in 38 districts, and in Assam in 35 districts, and Maharashtra 36 districts, and Gujarat 33 districts, and in Chhattisgarh 33 districts. You can see that across the nation, every district has come forward to implement this campaign. Chief ministers and union ministers participated in the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign across the country. The launch functions were addressed by the chief secretaries of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Bihar. And the campaign was also spearheaded by chief secretaries, principal secretaries of administrative reforms and district collectors across the nation. People thronged the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or camps in all states, districts, tehsils and panchayats very enthusiastically. The campaign represents a milestone for doorstep delivery of services on a size and scale that makes it India's largest people-centric campaign for good governance.
It is always said that good schemes are good only when implemented efficiently. In this context, can you tell us more about the aspect of disposing applications under service delivery and redressal of public grievances? At what scale was this done during the Good Governance Week?
In the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or campaign, 36,316 camps were held as of December 23, 2024. And in these 36,000 camps held across 700 districts, 2 crore 90 lakh applications were redressed for service delivery. More than 14 lakh public grievances have been redressed. 136 Vision at 100, the District Vision at 100 documents were prepared. And more than 1,000 innovations in governance, that is, best practices in governance, were reported on the portal. For larger dissemination of the initiatives, over 1,200 PIB statements and several social media tweets were also issued to enthuse people to participate in the campaign.
Could you share 2 to 3 success stories to give an idea of the kind of situations in which common people have found instant solutions in these camps to their pending issues?
On the Prashasan Gaon Ki Or portal, several thousand best practices in grievance redressal have been reported. I will share with you 2 or 3 practices which provided instant grievance redressal. In Gwalior district of Madhya Pradesh, the grievance of Srimati Urmila regarding loan disbursement under PM Swanidhi scheme was redressed in a public hearing where the district collector ensured that she was sanctioned a loan of Rs. 10,000 for tailoring. In Farukhabad, Uttar Pradesh, the grievance of Sri Vinod Kumar was redressed by the district collector regarding renovation of a primary school building. The district collector directed that the primary school Varna Buzurg development block Kamalganj, Farukhabad, was beautified with wall paintings replacing windows and doors of the old building with new ones, and the work has been taken up in compliance of the collector's directions. In Dungarpur district, grievance of Sri Anil Deshmukh regarding non-provision of job cards was redressed by the orders of the district collector, and action was taken with immediate effect and the job card was made by the concerned department.
So heartening to see that common citizens are getting their grievances redressed so efficiently. Can you tell us about the outcome regarding best good governance practices? Does sharing these inspire and motivate other states and districts to follow similar practices? Any sterling examples you would like to share?
The district collectors have reported over 1,000 best practices and innovations that they have taken up in governance under their leadership. And let me share a few with you. In Khammam district of Andhra Pradesh, the revenue sadasu helped redress public grievances and provided over 300 digital services at the mandal level. And it provided doorstep delivery of services. In Indore district of Madhya Pradesh, the Indore Sushasan app is a digital tool that revolutionizes field inspections by automating data collection, minimizing paperwork and enabling real-time reporting. This app improved decision-making. In Varanasi district of Uttar Pradesh, Lab Mitra initiative was implemented to digitize and modernize medical laboratory services and government hospitals. It has benefited 2.1 lakh patients and provides access to diagnostics and operational efficiency, and also the trust in government labs has increased. These innovations that the collectors have identified are discussed and presented in the district level workshop that will be held today and tomorrow, and marks the conclusion of the campaign and feedback taken to make improvements.
And you mentioned a short while ago the Vision Document District at 100 initiative. Tell us a little bit more about this. What is its significance?
The Vision Document District at 100 is a futuristic document. It presents the district-level projection of developmental indicators in 2047, and it's important for grassroots governance models to project aspirations for development. 136 districts have formulated their District at 100 vision documents in 2024, and this coupled with 69 districts wherein District at 100 vision documents were formulated in 2022.
Could you please share the major outcomes of the Good Governance Workshop, which was held yesterday at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in Delhi?
As part of the Sushasan Saptah, it is practiced to conduct the National Workshop on Good Governance in New Delhi. The National Workshop is chaired by the Honorable Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pension, Dr. Jitin Singhji, and addressed by select secretaries to Government of India and attended by over 750 officials from all ministries and departments. Two themes are discussed in this workshop: the best practices of Special Campaign 4.0 and the initiative for increasing efficiency in decision-making in government. An exhibition of best practices under Special Campaign 4.0 was also curated and the assessment report was released.
Good governance is an ongoing and persistent effort of a good government. Do you think the Good Governance Week initiative will clear the backlog of public grievances and pending services delivery, which normally India is considered that the backlog is quite high? So what is the situation now after all these efforts? This is the edition of the Good Governance Week in 2024. So how effective do you think it is going to be to decrease this problem on a continual basis?
The fourth Sushasan Saptah has been quite a phenomenal success, and it fulfills the vision that has been outlined by the Honorable Prime Minister, that a whole-of-government approach is to be adopted for formulating and implementing policies and schemes, and concerted steps are to be taken to make India the third-largest economy in the world. It also takes forward the initiatives and ideas outlined in his Independence Day address of August 15, 2022, wherein with the Panch Pran or five resolutions were outlined. And it seeks to empower citizens and reach the last mile to achieve the priorities of Viksit Bharat at 2047, when the nation celebrates 100 years of independence.
So you feel the government will keep on taking steps to ensure that the momentum that we have seen in this week is still maintained after the Good Governance Week is over?
Yes. The Honorable Prime Minister has said, and he has urged officials, that impersonal governance models need to find life through deep personal commitment. And this can be achieved through direct personal interactions and also to implement projects in a mission mode. Taking governance to the doorsteps of people has been a hugely successful initiative in empowering millions of Indian citizens to reap the benefits of transparency in governance. The Swachhta campaign will be implemented across all ministries and departments, as also all the attached, subordinate and autonomous offices, for 3 hours in a week on a continuing basis, as also the initiative for increasing efficiency in decision-making would be deepened. In terms of implementing the redressal of public grievances and for improving service delivery, government would constantly endeavor to coordinate with state governments to achieve maximum possible results. It can be said that the legacy of Honorable Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji provides inspiration to the nation's relentless commitment to excellence on this Good Governance Day 2024. And under the visionary leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Modi, let us join together to celebrate Good Governance Day in a befitting manner.
Mr. Srinivas, thank you so much for taking out time and enlightening us about the key aspects of Good Governance Week, about how it makes life easier for common citizens all across the country, even in the remotest corners of the country.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, on Prashasan Gaon Ki Or. The interviewer was Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.